Somebody said to me once, to be a real humanitarian, you need to be a bit of a lawyer, a bit of a cowboy, a bit of a nun, and a bit of a nurse. And I really think that is true.
What was going through my mind is, I'm dying. If we can't make it through the gate again, we're gonna die here. We're gonna die in a UNHCR car, and we're gonna die in the full functions of my duty.
Everybody goes through life thinking, I'm gonna be safe. It's not gonna happen to me. Definitely a bomb isn't gonna fall on my house. But it can happen, and it does. Right now, nearly 70 million people around the world have been forced from their homes by conflict and persecution. And it's our job to help them.
Well, it was starving kids. You could see the ribs. You could see swollen bellies. Those are the images that cannot be forgotten overnight.
I'm Melissa Fleming, and I'm the spokesperson for UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency. We work with refugees and the displaced wherever they are to save and help people rebuild their lives.
And then we came right here, and the guy did exactly the same thing. Can I see your ID cards? And I said, get me in. Open the gate and let me in. So I lost a little bit of my temper.
Most of our colleagues, they're actually working in the deep field, in what we call non-family duty stations. That means they're there alone. They can't bring their families with them because it's too dangerous. And I feel like the world doesn't know them, doesn't know these people who have sacrificed family life. They have been injured. They have been kidnapped. They have taken in the traumas of hundreds of people. And they're extraordinary people. And I just thought the world needs to get to know them.
So I was handcuffed to a bed, handcuffed to a metallic cable that is tied to a bed, so that gives me little margin of movement around the bed. You get used to that. It was dark. The darkness was more difficult to cope with than limited freedom of movement. Darkness is something that is oppressive.
But these aren't just stories of horror and violence. They're stories about love, stories about hope. Even though my guests have seen some of the worst that people can do to each other, I'm amazed by what that teaches them. The resilience of the human spirit and the love of life, of people, and of the work they do. That endures.
I may be the luckiest man in the world because I get to appreciate life more than anyone else does. I get every single moment, even if I'm sat in a traffic jam, I'm grateful for that. Everything is amazing when it's taken away from you and you have it given back.
Join me on Awake at Night to hear extraordinary stories from people who have chosen to put themselves in harm's way to help refugees and find out what keeps them awake at night. Search for Awake at Night wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to hear it first.